So.
So his access is going to be through multifamily nightly rentals?
Correct.
And that's what he wants. He wants single family.
No, he wants the multifamily nightly rentals. Okay. That gives him the ability to do single family or multifamily.
He can't come in from Clevenger Cove either?
I think that touches. Look at the roads on that.
Well, I am, but they're kind of.
Yeah. That's
probably a road. Well, that outer road there would touch it, and it's a platted public road, so if he decided he wanted to develop that road, I guess he could come through because they're platted.
Yeah.
If he did that, the people in Clevenger Cove would be down here with their hair on fire.
Yeah, that would be narrow.
And that would be putting a lot of traffic through
Big Bear.
Yep. I'm fine with the access off the cul-de-sac rather than going through Clevenger Cove.
Yeah, but then he's going to have to fight with the people at Emerald Point to make sure they're not going to throw a fit about it.
Right.
So these you guys will vote on in April. I want these in your hand because not everybody got to visit with this gentleman at the meeting. So they're presenting these. You need to just be looking at it and thinking about it, and we'll have more.
So the next one is the 2054 Hill Haven down in the mailing address, which should have been the property address.
Can I expound a little bit on this last one?
You can talk about it all you want. That's what we're here for tonight.
If I was going to make a suggestion, since he does have access to Clevenger Cove, if that road touches his property, let him put some lots over there for single-family homes on that first couple of hundred feet and access that, and then give him the nightly rental on the rest of the property so that the people in Clevenger Cove don't have nightly rental people driving through their subdivision. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I would actually cut the property, you know, ask him, well, 300-foot lots, go over 300-foot, cut it, call that single family, call this over here nightly rental, and you can come in there in that direction. You're only coming past nightly rental people to get to it. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
But if he was wanting to do it, I would be more inclined to approve something like that because he's not pushing nightly rentals right behind Clevenger Cove.
Right.
There'd be a buffer of single family homes, which they're in whatever they got, but they're not going to complain about a single family
home. He'd have to replat that. Because we can't have two zonings on one parcel. This is just one big old parcel.
I understand.
He'd have to replat and present those lots to the planning commission, then county commission for R1, and then do what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of.
Oh, no, I follow your train of thought.
Yeah. That usually derails, so that's good.
That would be R1?
Well, according to what George said, he would like for that little section to be R1.
I'd put some R1 up against Clevenger Cove so he doesn't have the nightly rentals right against them people.
The only thing, when he platted, he could form a public road in between his lots that he could still attach to that public road that's in Clevenger Cove.
I wouldn't recommend making that nightly rentals over there.
Right. I mean, there's always going to be a workaround since you have that public road touching it. Is the problem.
Yeah, but he's got numerous options of public roads. There's a couple of them that haven't been developed, but there wouldn't be anybody that could keep him from making them into a road.
No.
And going right on in there.
Right.
And then, but the other one coming out of Emerald Point is shown to be already paved, coming right on in there.
Correct.
Well, he would have to replat it. To do what I was suggesting.
Correct.
And if the plat showed a road from Clevenger Cove going between two of them lots to get to the United Rentals, I'd make a motion to deny.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. One parcel.
Yeah.
That's one parcel.
Yeah.
So George is saying he needs to form some lot. You can't just cut out a little section and say that needs to be R1 and then the rest of it in R3.
Why?
Well, because we have to go to property line.
Got to have a line.
And that is one, it's not cut up any yet. It's one parcel.
Yeah, one parcel. Mm-hmm.
And the way the rules in our new zoning regulations read, that it goes to the property lines. So it has to be the same zoning.
Could he replat it?
Oh, yeah. That's why I told George. He'd have to replat it, form those lots, get the plat recorded, and then he could ask for zoning. It's just a meets and bounds.
Yeah. So he's created two parcels, mm-hmm. one parcel.
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't even have to form the lots right off. He'd just have to zone that part, R1.
Yeah,
right.
What would you gain by just putting a row of residential lots on there?
All the people in Clevenger Cove got single-family homes. What do they got here? That's zone residential, right?
Yeah, R1. Majority of them are summer homes.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't matter.
Yeah, but they're single-family homes. So the adjacent property to them would be single-family homes. None of those people would be living next door to nightly rentals.
But the new homes would be.
Yeah.
But they would be aware.
But they'd have a choice.
Yeah. They would know when they moved in that there was an airport there, so they wouldn't complain about the noise. Yeah. And maybe that's ignorant. I don't know.
No, I mean, it's...
I like it.
All right, now I know it's ignorant.
Another deal if you put that meeting
in there. I represent that.
There you go. I resemble that remark.
George, another deal if you put that meeting in there, they're all going to be going right down to Clevenger Cove then, utilizing it, and overcrowding it even more than it is.
The houses?
Yeah, if they built a bunch of nightly rentals. They'll be going to use the boat ramp more than likely at Clevenger Cove.
The nightly rental people or the house people?
Either one.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. If there's no access,
they won't be part of that community.
And sell it.
Yeah.
Supposedly,
it would separate it. He could use single family lots like the neighbors got for his buffer.
To sell them as condo style.
Right. Sure. Or they're just trying to get that property so it could be sold to that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So the next one, 2054 Hillhaven Road, Hollister. So this one's just a little bit north of that, still in Emerald Point. And it's zoned A1, it's a big parcel. And the request is to NR3. It's still in Emerald Point. The north side of this parcel is Hillhaven Road. To get to it, you go through the subdivision down here in the far right-hand corner and go through back roads and back in, and then you get into it here. This was the developer's home. Mr. Snaden, and then she still lives there, and then the daughter and son-in-law live in that home. These two parcels here. But the same request for that parcel.
What about the parcel dead center? Does that remain what
Which
it
one?
Is?
That's family.
No, that's somebody else's. That's not part of it. That's so not part of the request.
We're talking about the big agricultural piece.
Yes.
But not the two that are cut out.
No, the other two would be left the same.
Which is R1?
Well, they're A1 on this.
They're A1, or
because of the big parcel.
Oh.
But you can have a single family house on A1.
Right.
So there's not a nightly rental in sight here?
No.
Yeah, I don't know about this one.
I think he needs to try to get a conditional permit so that people have a chance to come talk to us.
And they always have the ability, after it's all adopted, to come forward and ask for this.
Which, how would that work if we said it was to be A1 and then they wanted to try to get it changed?
They'd make application for a zoning change request, come before you in the one public hearing. We'd send letters out to everybody within 600 feet, and we don't have the concepts anymore. It's just we've stretched the deadline out to 29 days so we get applications to have more time to prepare for them and get you guys the information and gather all the information that we need, which now I have between the concept and the public hearing. Then you're looking at tonight, I mean, they just would be asking for a zoning change request.
And we recommend it or not. Correct. If you recommend it, then it's up to the county commission to approve it.
Even if you send it to them, you still have to send it to them.
Well, yeah.
You could send it to them saying, we don't recommend this, and then they look at it and they rule.
Right.
Yes, that's correct.
I wouldn't make the recommendation on that myself.
Well, the word adjustment would be if someone would appeal those requests.
You go downhill, Haven.
Yeah. Any of those conditional use decisions, or I'm not sure if they can appeal the county commissions. I don't think.
Going like crazy.
But they're the actual appeal board.
But that's going down the road.
So these don't come before them.
This is home. Here, there's nothing.
Yeah, if they want to put Niagara Riddles on that spot, all them other people be down here with the hair on fire.
But then if right the Board of Adjustment would overturn something, then yeah, they would back there. So I don't think,
you think
after
so?
The commission they can
probably
these hearings
there is no the
zoning change would not know the county. Conditional use permit.
Yeah, you what, George, you're taking a lot for granted there.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, there's an outside.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, one more mailing address of 430C. It's this one here that's out by Chateau, and we've only got two left, hopefully. We got you the right one this time, Paul.
I've got two left.
Which one are you talking? 245 Wildwood.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, we're at 245 Wildwood.
Now, wait a minute. I don't say 245. Well,
no, we're looking at 430C.
Here it is.
430C.
I have it.
Yeah.
Okay, if you see these four lots that are highlighted, those are in Friendly Hills. So, let's go.
245 Wildwood?
No. No, 430C. That one.
Right this there. One.
Yep.
Okay, because this looks like it. Why was I only at 245 Wildwood? Okay. 430 Highway 165.
Oh.
Is that the map I'm supposed to be looking at?
Yeah, 430C. Yeah. Highway 165.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now we're there.
Well.
Oh, where is yours? And where is the back? Go get it. Go get it. Yeah. I was looking for it.
You go through Friendly Hills to get down to the
Hey, speed kills.
I'm sorry. So,
yeah.
Do you need to go back?
I
don't
have that one. You don't have that one? No, I got that.
Friendly Hills, I should know.
Presley made me a real nice PowerPoint, and I couldn't find it a second ago.
Did you have four of them?
She said, where's my PowerPoint? Go ahead and show them as we had them.
Okay. Did we go over that one yet?
Not yet. This one we're on.
Right here.
So
it's this one.
These are R1 lots that they're actually requesting in
one.
R1.
It's this one.
On.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So here's our four lots.
Friendly Hills.
Where am I?
Yeah, get somebody there. Okay.
Chateau Cove. Majestics.
Gotcha.
Jana Hiltz, Nightly Rentals. Yeah. Friendly Hills. You guys approved
we
this
just
one.
Approved
just recently right here.
That one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You just approved this one. It's already platted for the units. Skyline Drive.
Yeah.
Palm, you know where we are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So these four lots, which set in next to NR3, these are NR1. This is all the city of Branson, which is all NR1 type. I don't know what their zoning district's going to be all through this. Also remember that this subdivision has amended their subdivision CC&Rs to say that they do allow nightly rentals within their subdivision. And in our current code, under conditional use in the nightly, in the all conditional use, you can look at CCRs, which again, I would caution you that we'll have to have factual information by reputable experts that's brought to you
that you feel comfortable with that says something in a CCR or any other thing. It's an engineer and an attorney.